Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, friends, and welcome to this February edition of The Spread presented by the Red Light Sports Network. I'm your host, J.A., the Managing Director and co-founder of Cover That Spread. You can listen to some of my other podcasts, and you can see some of the videos on the redlightsportsnetwork.com website. And while you're there, be sure to check out the Million Dollar Ramble and find out what you can do to help put an end to domestic violence. Today's show, we are going to be giving away a lot of free plays. So if you guys are listening live, make sure you have your sports book handy so you can get these plays in as we ramble them off. We will try to get them all in during the live hour to make sure you guys get these in. But, you know, other things we're going to discuss, line movements, as always, we are always going to talk about that, futures odds, value, wagering theory, wagering strategy, anything else that might come up, guys. So if you are listening live and you want to call in and talk about this week's plays that we're making, give us a call, 917-932-1779. This program and the website, coverthatspread.com, is for entertainment purposes only, and any questions that you might have regarding the legality of gambling and online wagering should be directed to your state and local legislative offices. However, if you do have the ability and wish to place wagers with a licensed bookmaker, please do so responsibly and be sure to square up with Uncle Sam on April 15th. I cannot stress that enough. It is tax season, so don't get audited. Make sure you're claiming your winnings. Sports wagering, just like any risk-based investment, options, derivatives, hedge funds, and real estate, all of these can lead to losses, so you must assess your own risk tolerance before you even begin. Now, I already said you can give us a call, 917-932-1779. The other ways you can interact with the show is you can send me an email to spread@coverthatspread.com. You can also find me on Twitter, @coverthatspread, spelled S-P-R-D, @thespreadradio, and @thespreadja. Now, we always have different kinds of promotions going on. And right now, we've got our big one. So if you go to the website, coverthatspread.com, and on the homepage, there is a list of all of our preferred sports books that we deal with. So if you guys sign up for any of those and you're interested in getting free plays from us, what we'll do is if you sign up for one sports book, we will give you the rest of our NBA and college basketball seasons, including playoffs and tournaments, absolutely free. So if you sign up for a sports book, you get those for the rest of the year for free. Sign up for also, on top of that, you will get 50% off any future purchases you make with Cover That Spread. If you sign up for two sports books, same thing. You get the NBA and college basketball seasons. You also get 75% off any future purchases. And then if you sign up for three sports books, then you will get free packages for life. So basically, we'll just give you a year subscription. But we do have to verify that you're making deposit. We have to verify that your account is active. But, you know, there's a great offer if you guys are looking to start up with a new sports book, if you're looking to add another sports book. We always talk about how important it is to shop around, make sure that you are getting the best line possible. So, you know, if this is something that you guys are ready to do, if you're ready to take advantage of it, make sure you go to the website, you sign up for the sports books, and then send me an email, and then we will make sure that you are on our daily distribution list for all of our sports plays. And we'll send out other stuff, too. We send out some other things if you're on our all plays. You know, we do a little horse racing. We do a little soccer. So we're starting to grow what all the different sports that we actually touch on. So if you guys want to get in on those, if you want to get those emailed to you daily, then sign up for a sports book. Take advantage of this offer. It is a it's a really, really good deal. So I'm not sure how long we're going to have this going for, but definitely a great way to get free basketball plays emailed to you for the rest of the season. So last week, last Wednesday, a little up and down day, wasn't great. Could have done a little better, but, overall, it's been a slow week. Last night we didn't do that great, unfortunately, but we will be making up for it tonight. So we've got 12 picks available. We have 11 picks available. One of them was a soccer play that we made earlier today. And actually, that one might be going on. So let's see. We took Atletico Madrid. Let's see where that one is at. I see it started a little while ago. Should be over by now. So let's get some scores going. But starting off with the NBA, we've got a interesting group of games tonight, and some odd things happened while we were taking a look at lines this morning, and they got me a little concerned. So we sent out plays. Actually, what I should say is we posted plays, and after posting plays, Atletico did lose today. So that's one in the books. We are 0-1 on the day. That was our soccer play that we did not hit on. So back at that one again tomorrow. But for the NBA, we put in everything with our service, CapperTech, that we use. And if you guys are interested in buying daily packages from us, we do have them available through there. So we put up our NBA plays, and lines just started moving like crazy. And they've been continuing to move pretty crazily all day. It's been kind of fun watching it. Been difficult trying to handicap and make sure you're staying on top of good lines, bad lines, making sure you're not missing out on any information that may be coming through. But so what we ended up seeing was a lot of movement, a lot of buyback, just a lot of crazy movement all over the place, especially for a Wednesday night. I think that was the oddest part about it, was this is just a Wednesday night NBA night, just a Wednesday night day in college basketball. So not exactly sure why we saw so much movement this week compared to other Wednesdays where there are larger cards, but you don't see this kind of activity. So first play that we got in on, 2 units. We did that. We threw it down on Miami and Orlando over 198.5. The line started right around there and went up a little bit and then started to get bought down. So right now we are looking at, where is this line at right now? Right now this is at 198. So again, this went down. I've seen as low as 197 today. Now it's getting bought back up to 198. Unfortunately, I bought in at the high point. Some of our clients that we sent it to, after it started fluctuating, hopefully got in a little lower. So 198 is what you can do, the over on Miami and Orlando. I would suggest to put 2 units on that one as soon as possible. Also like Orlando, plus 3.5. We got them right around there. We got them at plus 3 earlier today. So a little bit of a heat buy up, but I do like the Magic being able to cover in this game at home. They're home dogs. So that tip off, we've got the over and we've got Orlando. That tip off is at 7:05. You've got about 55 minutes to get those bets in if you are listening live. Hopefully you are. Philadelphia, Milwaukee. This one, we really like the under. And since the point total was so low at the time we were placing it, we only did a 2-unit play, but we really, really like the under on this one. It's 189.5 is what we got in on. It is down all the way to 187 right now. So a lot of people thinking the same thing that we are. The Philadelphia 76ers traded away probably their best offensive players, and they have a decent pace. I was noticing that they actually run pretty well. They do a good job of keeping the tempo up, but not necessarily translating into points. And against this Milwaukee defense, I really expect Milwaukee to just be able to shut them down. So not expecting many points scored in this matchup. That's an 8:05 tip-off. You've got 1 hour and 54 minutes to get that play in if you want to get it under 187. I still think it's a pretty decent play at 187, but might not be my number one overall pick at that point. Washington at Minnesota. We got in at Washington plus 2.5. This one got bought all the way down to 1.5. And surprisingly, it was even moving after they had announced that Beal wasn't going to be playing. So there was some concerns with the players Washington had out there. People kept buying it down, got down to 1.5. And since there's been a little bit of a Minnesota buyback, it's at minus 2. I still like this Washington play at plus 2, maybe even the money line at plus 115, if you just want to go for a little speculation on this. That's an 8:05 tip. Another 8:05 tip, Brooklyn at New Orleans. New Orleans is 2.5-point favorites. I'm sorry, 2.5-point underdogs at home is what we had it at this morning. Right now, New Orleans still 2.5 points at home. So that one's staying pretty steady. I think there was a little bit of a Brooklyn buy up to 3, if I remember correctly. But since then, New Orleans coming back down a little bit. We will see what happens. There are some injury concerns in that game as well for the Pelicans. Another 8:05 tip in the NBA, Clippers at Rockets. This one opened at 3.5. Clippers were underdogs. It moved all the way up to 4 and is now down to 3. So there is a bit of a Clippers buy down right now. I like the Clippers in this one. I think taking the points in this game is a smart way to go. Houston's playing well. There's no doubt about it. But for me and my money, I'm not going to be laying points right now, especially going against the Clippers, who the Clippers are just playing really well. I understand the Clippers are kind of set up for a really good loss tonight, you can say. But I'm expecting that to come more against a team that they're expected to beat well. So I think the Clippers are focused right now, and even without Blake Griffin, they have been playing lights out since a couple games right before the All-Star break. 9:05 tip, the Lakers at Utah. This one is the highest rated game we had in the NBA. Still only doing 2 units. All of our NBA plays are tonight. But we really like the Lakers getting the points. They're getting 10 points right now. We've seen this one move around a little bit, too. I've seen it at 10. I saw it at 10.5. I saw it at 9.5. So a little bit of movement on this one, both directions. And I'm expecting this one probably to hang out right around 10 all the way up until tip-off. I'm not seeing a whole lot more movement coming out of this. But we do like the Lakers. They got their win a couple nights ago, breaking that 8-game losing streak. So this is just a good spot for them to go on the road, play against a Utah team that has been struggling after some early success this season. And I think the Lakers can go in there and at least keep this game close. That is the end of our NBA card. Do like San Antonio plus 2.5. I'm big into taking points right now. And that's kind of where we've gravitated to. We've noticed that a lot of our losses have been on favorites this year. We feel like we've been playing just too many favorites. So starting to adjust our strategy by what we're seeing, we saw we were playing too many favorites. Now we're only going to be taking we're mostly focusing on taking teams that have what I think is a pretty good advantage with the amount of points they're getting. And that's the type of strategy we want to do. Because right now I feel a lot better taking points and losing than laying points and losing, because I just don't feel like there's enough consistency with laying points right now and the way our numbers have been treating us. And that happens during the year. I've said this before, that it's all about finding your in-season trends and finding how you can improve on them. And maybe you need to scrap something. Maybe you just need to tone something down. Maybe you have it right on. You're just going through a bad stretch. We tried to work our way through playing some favorites and just didn't like what we was getting. So we said, all right, screw this. Let's cut our losses. We are going to cut out the favorites and see how this rolls. So we've been doing it for a couple nights now in the NBA. Mixed results. I think we're working on some bugs now to make sure we're not overplaying too many underdogs. But we will continue this and continue to, you know, work through our numbers and work through everything that we see on the board every given night. So on to college. We've got, let's see, what time is first tip here that we've got going on? It is at 7:30, so that gives you an hour and 14 minutes. This is the Central Florida-Cincinnati game. Central Florida, not feeling really great about them, but they're getting a lot of points. So earlier when we saw it, it was at 14.5. By the time we placed our bets, it was all the way up to 16. So there was definitely people buying in on Cincinnati. It's been holding at 16 ever since. So I'm feeling good with Central Florida plus 16 right now. I think that is a really good spot for them to at least keep this one close, maybe not quite double digits, or I mean keeping it to a single-digit game. But I think 16 points is just too much for Cincinnati to overcome. UCF has a really good tempo, and that's what I'm expecting to see them do in this game, is they're going to push the ball a little bit. And although that's not always going to equal scoring a lot of points, I do think that having a good tempo is going to be able to keep you in a game, keep pressure on the other team's offense too, which I think Cincinnati has been struggling with a little bit as of late here. So we've gone in and put two units on Central Florida. And let me check something now that I'm thinking about this. I actually did four units on the Pelicans plus 2.5. So, yeah, I think I said it was a two-unit play earlier. That's actually a four-unit play, as well as the Magic getting points at home. That is a four-unit play as well. So if I said two units, I apologize. Make sure you guys get those changed up. Four-unit plays for the small home underdogs. All right, so that takes care of Central Florida. We also have Evansville versus Northern Iowa. Evansville getting a lot of points on the road here. Let's see where this line is at. It was at 12 earlier. We saw it as low as 11.5 earlier. Right now, we are looking at 12. It's still holding strong at 12. So we like Evansville, two-unit play for us. They're going into Northern Iowa. I think Northern Iowa is slightly overrated. I think Evansville slightly underrated in this spot, so 12 points is just too much. And again, Evansville, very good tempo. I think that is going to be the key for them in this game to make sure they can keep it close enough to cover that 12 point. All right, we've also got Florida State, Miami. This is a 9 o'clock tip. That Northern Iowa, Evansville game, also a 9 o'clock tip. So that gives you 2 hours and 40 minutes about. So make sure you guys get that pick in. Make sure you get this Florida State pick in. Florida State plus 7.5 is where it was at earlier. Let's see where we are at now. It is at now at 8.5, so you can get an extra point out of this. I like what Florida State's done. I think they've proven the last few years that they tend to come on pretty strong late in the season as they're trying to make a push for the ACC tournament, trying to make a push for the NCAA tournament. And I think that they are able to keep this game close against Miami. Not really impressed with Miami's numbers. Let's take a look at them a little more in depth. All right, so their tempo ranks them towards the bottom of the NCAA. Their offensive numbers rank them 67th. In offensive efficiency, 98th, and defensive efficiency. And then we've got Florida State, much better tempo. They're ranked 126. They are 188 for offensive efficiency, 149 for defensive efficiency. So I like collectively, I just think that they're a little too similar. And when it comes to that tempo being that much better, I just like Florida State to go out there and be able to attack. That's what they did on Sunday, when they were able to keep it close against Virginia. So I'm looking at more of the same from them tonight, given they did lose to Virginia by 10 points. Virginia is a much better team than Miami. And I don't want to compare two teams like that, but when you're trying to figure out some sort of consistency by a team between games, that is the way you need to break it down. So Florida State plus 8.5 That is an official play. That is a two-unit play for us. And then I think we are on our last one of the day. That was Florida State, 9:30 tip-off time. We've got Fresno State versus Wyoming. Fresno State was a 6.5-point favorite this morning. See where they are at now. They are still sitting at 6.5. So this game has been sitting pretty steady. I like Fresno to cover here. And they, again, like the tempo numbers that they have. I like the efficiency numbers that they've been putting up. Yeah, I think it's just too similar to Wyoming. Now, Wyoming is probably a much better team. I think Wyoming does a lot of things pretty good. But I just think Fresno is a little too similar to be giving up that many points. So we're going to take Fresno. It's one, now that I'm looking at it, did open at 7. So it is trickling down just slightly right now. Some of the other plays that we like in college basketball, if you're looking for a little additional action, or you know, maybe you just don't like the plays that we've been giving you. That happens too. Sometimes you just don't know. Some of the other ones we like is San Jose State. They're getting 25 points at Colorado State. Part of me wants to take those points, but we got burned last week on that. I think it was Auburn, Kentucky. They were getting 23 points. So we decided to take a pass on this one tonight. Too many points for a team that, I mean, I don't feel very strongly about San Jose State. That was just, you know, a lot of points to be getting on a game. So, like I said, I decided to pass on it, but I do like San Jose State covering in that. We've got Washington, UCLA. Washington on the road getting 10 points. You know, UCLA has been good at times. Washington has been good at times as well. I didn't feel like it was a strong enough play for us to make this one official, but I do like Washington. You know, they've done some good on the road this season, especially as big dogs against Pac-12 opponents. So I kind of like it. I just wasn't comfortable enough making that one official. All right, we've also have Denver going into South Dakota. This game, we've got it slight advantage for Denver, and they're underdogs, so 3.5-point underdogs. So this is one of those games where I would take a look at it, say I just kind of like it enough that I'm going to stretch and put maybe a small one-unit play, maybe a two-unit play down on the money line at plus 145. There's a game where I think it's either going to be South Dakota by a lot or Denver straight up. So I'm not even going to bother with the money line or with the points on this game. I'm probably just going to take the money line and make the speculative bet to kind of just, you know, bounce up the bankroll a little bit by doing that. You know, if you hit on a two-unit play, you're going to return, almost four units. So I'm sorry, you're going to return almost three units. So I really don't see a whole lot of value in betting Denver plus 3.5. I'm going to take more of the chance that they are going to win that game outright. I'm going to take the extra cash with me. Some of the other games, George Mason at Dayton, I think 13.5 points was too much. Let's see where that one moved to during the day. We've got Dayton, that one's at 12.5. So a lot of people thinking the same way as I am, buying down George Mason from 13.5 down to 12.5. That could be one to still get in on, even at 12.5. Connecticut at East Carolina. Like East Carolina, they're at home. They're getting points, kind of like that, especially during the week. They are getting 5. One game I wish we could get a line on would be Army versus Boston University. Kind of like in what Boston University has been doing so far this year. They've been looking really good. VCU, Virginia. VCU, this game, they opened as 2-point favorites. They're still sitting at 2-point favorites. Again, having issues with favorites this year. I'm not even bothering laying the points. But, you know, I do like VCU to be able to cover that. And I think they're Richmond does a lot of good things. I just think VCU is in a good spot to cover that one tonight. Big game in the ACC, Duke versus Virginia Tech, mostly a big game for Duke. This one opened at 16.5. Right now we are looking at, where did this one go? We are looking at Duke as 15.5-point favorites. So a little bit of a Virginia Tech buy down. Kind of like the idea of taking the points by the team at home. But I also feel that if you're going to make a team that big of an underdog at home, chances are they're going to lose by more. Just a thought that I've had, especially if they're playing a couple big home underdogs earlier this season. So staying away from this one altogether, I do think Virginia Tech will cover that. But, again, you know, it's all about finding those little things throughout the season, and maybe you make it into a – maybe you put it into your betting Bible overall and you say, all right, well, I'm never going to play a team in this situation. That's kind of where I'm at with these big home dogs. You know, maybe they'll be the perfect scenario at one point. But right now I'm going to be taking a pass on them. We've got Georgia, Mississippi, big matchup in the SEC. Mississippi was laying 5 points to open this one up. Right now they are at, still at 5 points actually. So I think it's too much. I think Georgia covers 5, but, not enough to make that one official. And then we've also got Texas Tech versus TCU. This game opened up a little bigger than I was expecting. TCU 10-point favorites. And they are still sitting at 10 points right now. I like Texas Tech, again, being able to cover that, but not going to be making an official play on that one. Youngstown State, they are getting 10.5 points at Oakland. I think that is too many. So Youngstown State is another game that I really like tonight, but, again, not an official play. St. Bonaventure, they are getting 6.5 points at George Washington. And this is a game that I'm actually thinking adding on. George Washington. So this one is all the way down to 5.5 right now. So there's been a little bit of a buy down for St. Bonaventure. Kind of like taking them with the money line. Again, this is something you can get at plus 205. That is a nice little speculative play that you can get in on and, you know, bounce up the bankroll quickly if you end up hitting on it. So that's going to do it for us today, guys. Let's recap what we've got here. We've got the Heat Magic over 198.5. We've got the Magic plus 2.5. That's a 4-unit play. Central Florida, Cincinnati. We've got Central Florida plus 16. We have Philadelphia, Milwaukee under 198.5, Washington plus 2.5, the Pelicans plus 2.5, that's a 4-unit play, the Clippers plus 3.5, Evansville plus 12, Florida State plus 7.5, Los Angeles Lakers plus 10, Fresno State plus 6.5. So if you guys want to get that action in, got about half hour until the early games tip off. So that's going to do it for us. As always, if you guys want to get some free plays, if you guys are looking for any kind of deals that we have, always have stuff for Red Light Sports Network listeners. Always are willing to send out free plays to you guys. So just send me an email to spread@coverthatspread.com, and I will be sure to get you guys on our distribution list and our free play distribution list so you can get free plays delivered into your inbox every day. All right, guys. That is going to do it for us. So for the Red Light Sports Network and CoverThatSpread.com, I am J.A. Hopefully you guys have a great night of betting and a great week. And be sure to listen to the Fantasy Freeway Saturday morning at 9 o'clock. Troy and I will be on again this week. Take care, guys, and may the spread be forever in your favor.